سورة عبس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. He frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man. And how can you know that he might become pure? Or he might receive admonition, and the admonition might profit him. As for him who thinks himself self-sufficient, to him you attend. What does it matter to you if he will not become pure? But as to him who came to you running and is afraid, of him you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. There's a beautiful story behind this surah. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the early days of Islam, was speaking to some of the Quraysh leaders and trying to convince them of the truth of Islam. And this blind man, one of the companions, and this man's name was Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, came up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he was blind, he didn't realize that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam was busy. So he started asking him some question about Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "I'll tell you later." But Hazrat Abdullah was so eager to learn that he kept on persisting. And finally the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was annoyed and he frowned and turned away. And this surah was revealed. Now we need to know that this is not that Na'uzubillah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being scolded over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love for his Prophet, wished that his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character should always be at the standard of perfection. As Allah told us in Surah Qalam, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on an exalted standard of character. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a mother lovingly chiding her child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lovingly tells his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that don't do this. Abasa wa tawalla, he frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man. And how can you know that he might become pure? This surah teaches us something very important, that when anyone, even if he is disabled, or even if he is seemingly unimportant, seemingly insignificant, in people's eyes accepts Islam, he becomes more precious in Allah's eyes than anyone who might be cleverer, who might be wealthier, who might be more influential. See, Allah looks at the yearning in each person's heart. We find that on one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went up and there was this very ugly man by the name of Zahir. People didn't really pay much attention to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came up from behind him and slipped his arms behind his waist. And he called out teasingly, "Who will buy this slave from me?" And that man turned in surprise and he saw it was the Prophet and he said, "Oh, alas, O Prophet of Allah, no one will buy me. I am totally worthless." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In Allah's eyes, you are not worthless at all. Allah loves you. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." Remember, the most honorable of you in Allah's eyes is the one who is the most Allah conscious. Not the one who is the most status, or the most glamour, or the most houses. Allah says, as to him who came to you running and is afraid, in other words, this person has this eagerness for knowledge, he has this eagerness for love of Allah, of him you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. And it was also like a slap in the face for Quraysh, that, "O Quraysh, you who pride yourselves on your charisma and your status, in Allah's eyes this blind man is more precious than all of you." Kalla innaha tafkira. No, indeed it is an admonition. So whoever wills, let him pay attention to it. It is in records, held in honor, exalted, purified, in the hands of scribes, honorable and obedient. Kutila linsanu ma akfara. Be accursed is man. How ungrateful he is. Min ayya shay'in khalaqa. From what thing did he create him? From 7 drops he created him, and then set him in due proportion. Then he makes the path easy for him. Then he causes him to die, and puts him in his grave. Then when it is his will, he will resurrect him again. Kalla lamma yaqdi ma amara. No, but he has not done what Allah commanded him. Now let's read this ayat and apply it to ourselves. Think of all the blessings Allah has given us. Our wealth, our knowledge, our talents, our energies, our time, our children. Have we obeyed Allah in gratitude for all that he has given us? Have we even thanked Allah for all that he has given us? No, but man has not done what he commanded him. Then let man look at his food. We pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in clefts, and we cause therein the grain to grow, and grapes and clover plants, and olives and date palms, and gardens dense with many trees, and fruits and herbage. Mata'an lakum. As the benefit for you. Look at Allah's love for us. Look at this vast universe He's created for us. Allah says, Mata'an lakum. I've done all this for you. Fa'idha ja'ati saha. Then when there comes the blowing of the trumpet. Yawma yafirul mar'u min akhi. that there shall a man flee from his brother, وأمه وأبي, and from his mother and his father, وصاحبته وبني, and his wife and his children, لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني. Every man that day will have enough concern to make him careless of others. Could we even imagine such a situation where we are running away from our loved ones, from our nearest and dearest, from our parents, from our spouses, from our children? Yet Allah is telling us that if we do not have enough good deeds for ourselves, then on that day even those loved ones will turn into hated enemies because we'll be afraid lest they take some good deeds away from us. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. Some faces that day will be radiant, laughing, rejoicing at good news. And other faces that day will be dust-stained. Darkness will cover them. Such will be the disbelievers, the wicked people. The disbelievers and the wicked people. Who are the wicked people? Those who disobey Allah.